Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 221. Go for a presence walk and rebuilding momentum after setbacks by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Happy Monday. Welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web. Now, this afternoon at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'm again going to be a host on The Brian Copeland Show on KGO Radio AM 810. Now, KGO Radio AM 810 is housed in San Francisco, California, but you can always listen live by going to kgoradio.com. And again, if you listen to his Motivation Monday today at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, you'll hear me, yours truly, as a guest on Brian Copeland's show. You can always find Brian Copeland's podcast as well in the podcast app of your choice. So once again, a big thank you to Brian and his producer, Carolyn, for having me back as a guest on his show. Back to today. I'll be reading two posts from Steve Pavlina, because they're both shorter than what I typically read here. So with that, let's get right to them and start optimizing your life. Go for a presence walk by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. An exercise I found helpful to practice living in the present moment is to go for what I call a presence walk. This is just something I made up, but I doubt the idea is original. Here's how it works. 1, go for a walk alone, anywhere you like, as long as you want. 2, as you walk, keep your conscious attention focused fully and completely on the present moment. Do not allow any thoughts of past or future to enter your mind. Do not imagine anything. Do not subvocalize any of your thoughts, i.e., don't think in words. Focus your complete attention on perceiving the present moment as fully as possible. See what you see. Hear what you hear. Smell what you smell. Feel what you feel. That's it. It sounds simple, but it's very difficult to master. The first time I went for a presence walk was around 1997. I was living in Marina del Rey at the time, and I used to go for long walks along the beach and the docks. I noticed that my mind was always churning during my walks, and one time, I wondered what it would be like to stop thinking for a while and just focus all my attention on my perceptions. It was an amazing experience. I felt like I'd entered a new dimension. Everything became more vivid and alive. I was so accustomed to living in the future, preoccupied with the events of the next day, week, or month. I noticed the feel of my feet on the ground, felt the breath enter and exit my lungs, and smelled the salty ocean air. I remember looking at a tree and thinking that I was finally seeing it for the first time, as it really was. At the time, I had a lot of external stressors in my life, but in the present moment, those problems ceased to exist. This was a big lesson in learning to use my consciousness. Over the next several months, I began taking these presence walks more frequently, and since then, it's been an ongoing practice for me. I even do them on the Las Vegas Strip on occasion, although sometimes the energy can be a bit overwhelming. I suppose this can be considered a form of meditation, but it's different than any other meditation I've done because the scenery, sights, sounds, and smells change along the way. In the beginning, it was a real challenge to keep my attention focused on the present. Invariably, I'd catch myself thinking about the past or future. I started challenging myself to see how long I could stay in the present moment. At first, I could only go a couple minutes, but I gradually improved. This practice helped me develop my ability to quiet and refocus my mind whenever my thoughts became too chaotic. If you're preoccupied with unpleasant or racing thoughts, you can successfully turn them off by putting your attention onto something else. In meditation, you might do this by focusing on your breathing or koan, but I often found that my mind is too strong for those simple methods to keep it quiet. A presence walk gives my mind plenty of sensory input to process, so I find it easier to keep my consciousness focused on the present moment without the onset of mental chatter. Try going for a presence walk today and see how long you can keep your attention focused fully on the present moment. I think you'll find it an enlightening and enjoyable experience. You can also practice being fully in the present moment while sitting, eating, driving, and doing other daily activities. In the long run, I believe this practice helps improve concentration and emotional stability, and it certainly promotes feelings of inner peace and well-being. Rebuilding Momentum After Setbacks by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. If you ever find yourself feeling demotivated because of too many setbacks in a short period of time, here's a simple way to rebuild your confidence and restore motivation. Switch to smaller tasks you're certain to achieve, and just do those for a day or two. Put the big projects off for a moment. Get back to the basics. Clean out your refrigerator. Get an oil change for your car. Get a haircut. Cook your favorite meal. Buy a gift for someone's birthday. Organize your desk. Do the dishes. Restock your supplies. Balance your checkbook. Buy that book everyone is telling you to read. Upgrade your most frequently used software to the latest versions. Clean up your web browser bookmarks. Give your significant other a nice massage. Send me some quick feedback. Just do lots of little things you can complete one by one, racking up a series of small, personal accomplishments. Temporarily stick with dead simple tasks as much as you can, whether they're work-related or just personal. This will gradually rebuild your self-image as someone who completely gets things done. You'll start feeling just a little more motivated because action induces motivation. Plus, you'll enjoy the small benefits of completing all these little tasks, and those can add up. Moreover, do a really good job on these simple tasks. Do your very best. Make those dishes shine. If you're doing a lot of physical tasks, put on your favorite music. Enjoy the process. Remember, these are easy tasks. Once you start feeling pretty good about getting these simple tasks done, graduate to medium-sized tasks. Do something a little more challenging and get it done no matter what. If you start floundering, drop back to the simple tasks and stick with them for another day or two. Gradually build your momentum until you can enthusiastically return to your most ambitious projects. We all get demotivated at times, but no one has to wallow in this state. It's just a sign that it's time to sharpen the saw. Get back to basics and retrain yourself to feel confident again with lots of small victories. While working on minor tasks isn't a great long-term strategy, it can provide the short-term boost needed to return to more challenging work with a strong drive. You just listened to the posts titled, Go for a Presence Walk, and Rebuilding Momentum After Setbacks, both by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Going back to the idea of a presence walk, something that I like to do in order to focus my mind on the task at hand is to do a mind dump. This actually came up a couple of weeks ago in an earlier podcast. We talked about de-stressing yourself and getting adequate sleep. What often happens to us is once our heads hit the pillow, we start going over every detail of that day's events, what you should have done, what you could have done better, what went wrong. Isn't it amazing how all these negative thoughts happen when you're trying to go to sleep and get a restful night's sleep? It never fails. But one of the ways to get around this is to, before you go to bed, write down everything that's on your mind. Whatever comes to mind, just jot it down. This is the mind dump. Now, you can do this anytime before you want to focus your attention on being in the present. So you want to go for a presence walk? Right before you leave, write down all of your thoughts as fast as you can, don't self-edit, and just get it all out there. Chances are you're going to be much more focused on what you're doing in the present moment afterwards. And when it comes to rebuilding momentum after setbacks, Steve is absolutely right. Go back to those little wins. When patients would fall off their diet plans, for example, like when they wanted to lose weight, I would actually have them reassess what they've been eating. By doing this, I remind them of all of the things that they're already doing right and to not focus on all of the stuff they're doing wrong. We're looking at those small little wins. So yes, absolutely, in the short term, to get you back on track, focus on those small wins, those small tasks that you can achieve, and chances are it will rebuild your momentum. Now, before I go, just a quick reminder that we give away books to random people on our mailing list every month. Plus, you'll get some helpful spreadsheet tools from us, and it's a nice way to show your support. It's all free. Just come by oldpodcast.com and enter your email address. You'll get the spreadsheets right away, and you'll be in all of our raffles automatically. All right. That's it for Monday's episode. I hope you have a great start to your week. I hope you get a chance to listen at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to The Brian Copeland Show on KGO Radio AM 810. And I'll see you on tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.